So now that we've explored the taskbar, how do we get to the desktop?
Well, there are several ways to do it. You could just tab from here.
I could.
And there are three ways that you can tab on the inside one. My favorite way, which Chris hates, as we mentioned in the Quick Start Guide, is you can take two fingers, lie them horizontally across the right-hand slider, and flick left or right. So flicking right will tab, flicking left will shift tab.
It's like your fingers are crossing a bridge. Think of the slider as a river, and your fingers are a bridge, and you're crossing, you're moving that bridge across the water.
You're building the bridge. You're expanding the water with the bridge.
Exactly. Yes. So that's how that works. My favorite way to tab is to take two fingers and swipe them across the bottom slider. Going from left to right, you would tab, and going from right to left, you would shift tab. Now, there's a third way to do it. You can press T with 0 or T with 9. So T with 0 is your forward tab, and T with 9 is your shift tab, or sometimes referred to as a back tab.
So you've got three different ways that you can accomplish this. That's one of the cool things about this device, and Windows 10 in general, really. There are multiple ways to conduct tasks. So it's really just up to you. You're going to find your favorite way of accomplishing various tasks. So some experimentation is definitely required.
So let's try this.
Notification chevron button.
So there is your system tray or your notification chevron. This is where utilities load. You can find your Wi-Fi connection, your speakers, and a bunch of other things that are located within the system tray or notification area. And I can tab again.
Show desktop button. Desktop list. Dropbox not selected, 1 of 15.
And we are at the desktop.
So we're going to explore the rest of the items that we saw as we tabbed through there. But the desktop is really your hub. While you land on the taskbar with the inside one, under most circumstances in Windows 10, you're going to land on the desktop. And you might be someone who spends a pretty good amount of time there. So let's talk about it. The desktop allows you to install shortcuts for various applications you use frequently. You can put documents. You can put audio files on your desktop. You can put shortcuts to websites on your desktop. And you can organize it in lots of different ways to make it practical and convenient for you. Now, one thing that you need to know is that you need to probably familiarize yourself pretty firmly with the sliders if you are going to navigate the desktop. You don't have to, of course. You've got other ways to make arrow keys. But I say that because the desktop is a grid. So you're going to have to use up, down, left, and right to move efficiently and effectively to find items you want. Or you need to know the first letter of the name of the item which you want to get to quickly and easily. That way you can just press, for instance, F multiple times or perhaps only once, depending on what's on your desktop, to get to Firefox, for instance, if that's the browser you want to use. So it really just depends on how, again, you want to navigate, or R to get to Recycle Bin. That will automatically be on your desktop.
So I'm going to hit the down arrow or swipe down on the right slider. So it's going to really depend on, again, how you feel you want to do it. So we're not saying the best way to do it is X, Y, or Z. The best way to do it is the way that you do it. So whatever feels comfortable for you is how you need to navigate your device.
Recycle bin 5 of 15. This PC 4 of 15. Jar 3 of 15. Control 2 of 15.
And I'm just going up, and now I'm going to go to the right.
Application 6 of 15.
Go to the right again.
Administrator 10 of 15.
Go to the right again.
Team Viewer 13 of 15.
Go to the left.
Administrator 10 of 15.
Go to the left.
Application 6 of 15.
Go down.
Mozilla Thunderbird 7 of 15.
Down again.
PLC Media Player 8 of 15.
Down again.
Easy Reader 9 of 15.
Down again.
And you can't.
And you can't.
So if you wanted to go to Recycle Bin, straight to Recycle Bin,
I would do this.
R. Recycle Bin 5 of 15.
So the Recycle Bin is an application with which you may already have familiarity. If you delete something, in most cases, it goes here. So if you delete something by mistake and you realize, oops, I need to go recover that, you can go into your Recycle Bin to do that. Before we leave the desktop, let's take a tour of the items you have here. And please know that this may vary slightly from what you have, but it should be very close to what you have on your inside one.
I'm going to go up.
This PC 4 of 15.
So there's where you can view all your drives and your documents and downloads and things like that. It's this PC.
Jart 3 of 15.
Jart is a very simple menu-driven word processor. It allows you to format documents, to spell check documents, to create multiple documents. to work in multiple documents at once, and it is a very simple, intuitive, easy to use, accessible word processing program. And it is something that we really wanted to offer on this device because it's an alternative to Word that offers a menu. So if you don't have or want Microsoft Word, this will allow you to do some similar formatting to documents without Word.
Control 2 of 15.
Control is an application where you can go in and switch screen readers and make some settings changes to gestures and your keyboard, turn off sounds, and do a bunch of different things. It is an application that Inside Vision has preloaded.
You can also shut down or restart your device from within Control.
Yeah, it's actually pretty nice. So because I'm at the top of this column and one is off to the left, I need to flick to the left and see what number one is.
Dropbox 1 of 15.
It is Dropbox.
Dropbox is an application that allows you to store your files and folders of material. So whether that is documents, audio, music, photos, you can store all of those in Dropbox. And you can sign up to Dropbox for free if you don't already have an account. One thing to know about Dropbox, though, on the Inside One is that when you sign in, you need to do so from the system tray. And I know we haven't talked about it yet, but we will get there. You can sign in from the system tray. So when you find Dropbox in the system tray, right-click or use 90M to open the Applications menu, and then you can sign in from there.
I'm going to flick to the right.
Control 2 of 15.
There's our control. Flick to the right again.
Application 6 of 15.
And there's applications. This is a list of all of your installed applications on your Inside One. So instead of going to the start menu to find your applications, you can just press enter on this item to bring up a nice vertical list of all of your pre-installed applications. And you can use first letter navigation to navigate this list. So now I'm going to swipe down or hit the down arrow key.
Mozilla Thunderbird 7 of 15.
Thunderbird is an email program. This allows you to have multiple email accounts within one single email client from various providers. So if you have an email provider for work and one for home and maybe another one that you don't use so often, but you want to make sure it's in there, or perhaps you have one just for mailing lists, you can put them all into Thunderbird and check them all easily.
VLC Media Player 8 of 15.
There's VLC Media Player, which is a very nice, accessible media player to play your media files.
Easy Reader 9 of 15.
Easy Reader allows you to read books from various organizations. You have the ability to turn your Inside One essentially into a book reader.
And we're at the bottom, so I'm going to go to the right.
Zoom 12 of 15.
And there's Zoom. This is a accessible meetings client, and you can attend a lot of webinars or meetings or presentations. I'm sure everybody knows what Zoom is by this time, so I'm going to go up.
Microsoft Edge 11 of 15.
Microsoft Edge is Microsoft's newest web browser, so it has replaced the older Internet Explorer. So you can do all of your web browsing from here. Edge includes some really neat features to make web browsing simple and intuitive, particularly some that will be useful for screen reader users, and we will be anxious to show you that later.
Administrator 10 of 15.
There's Administrator Tools, and we're at the top of this column, so I'm going to go to the right. So what I did is I went down on the one column, went over to the right, and then went up the next column. Now we're going to go down one of these other columns. Again, your screen may totally be different. So if they're not in this order, they're not in this order.
Team Viewer 13 of 15.
Team Viewer, this is a way to connect with others for remote assistance with a device. If you ever need that, it is available to you. So if you need to, for instance, connect with an IRA agent, or you need to connect with technical support for something, some tech support place where you need help, then Team Viewer is one possible way that this may be accomplished.
Google Chrome 14 of 15.
Google Chrome is another web browser that you can use should you wish to.
Acrobat Reader DC 15 of 15.
And this is Adobe Acrobat Reader. This allows you to read PDF documents.
And I just hit the down arrow key again, or swipes down on the right slider. Now I'm going to press the right arrow key, and there's nothing. So I'm going to press up just to see if there's anything else.
Google Chrome 14 of 15.
And there is not. So we are back to Google Chrome.
Now, you may have other applications within your applications folder that Chris mentioned a moment ago that you want to put on your desktop. Let's show you how to do that.
I'm going to press the letter A to get there quickly.
Acrobat Reader DC 15 of 15. A. Application 6 of 15.
Now I'm going to press Enter or double tap on the right slider.
Applications. Pane. 3D Builder Row 1, Column 1, 1 of 158.
So here we are, and as you can see, there are a lot more applications present here than on your desktop. So let's get some idea of what we've got here.
I'm just going to down arrow.
About Java Row 2, Column 1, 5 of 158.
And this is a grid. So if I want to go up.
3D Builder Row 1, Column 1, 1 of 158.
Now I can go to the right.
3D Viewer Row 1, Column 2, 2 of 158. 7-Zip File Manager Row 1, Column 3, 3 of 158. 7-Zip Help Row 1, Column 4, 4 of 158. About Java Row 2, Column 1, 5 of 158.
And don't forget, you also have first letter navigation.
You do. So I'm going to press W.
Weather Row 7, Column 4, 140 of 158. W. Website Row 8, Column 1, 141 of 158.
I can also do W-O.
W-O. Word Row 11, Column 1, 153 of 158.
So there's Word. You may not have that on your inside one. Because it's a grid and I'm looking for a specific thing, I can hit the right arrow key now.
WordPad Row 11, Column 2, 154 of 158.
And now what we're going to do is we're going to bring up the context menu. And I can do that by pressing M with 9 and 0. Or I can triple tap with three fingers on the bottom slider to bring up my context menu.
Context menu.
Now I'm going to flick down or swipe down on the right slider or use my 904 to go to the next line or hit the down arrow key.
Open file location O. Run as administrator R. Pin to start P. Pin to taskbar K. Create shortcut S.
Now, there's a lot of things here, as you can see, that you can do. And these will be covered more thoroughly in the Windows 10 tutorial. But the thing we want to concentrate on right here is create shortcut. And you heard that there is an actual key command that you can do from within the context menu to create a shortcut quickly. So you don't necessarily have to scroll all the way down there to it from within the context menu if you don't want to.
If this is something that you do all the time, you might want to memorize that short key. So
absolutely.
Shortcut so that you can press the application's key and then you can hit the letter that corresponds with the menu item that it announced and that will execute the menu item.
Create shortcut S.
Now I'm going to press Enter or double tap the right slider.
Shortcut dialog windows can create a shortcut here. Do you want the shortcut to be placed on the desktop instead? Yes button Alt plus Y.
Which we do.
So I can just double tap on the right slider, press Enter, hit Y for yes. There's a bunch of different things that I can do. So I'm just going to double tap the right slider to press Enter.
Applications. Items view list. WordPad Row 11, Column 2, 154 of 158.
So now we want to see if there is, in fact, a shortcut on the desktop. But before we get there, let's talk about how we close this applications folder.
We press Alt+F4, just like we would on any Windows desktop. So in order to do that, I am actually going to press Alt, which is A0, and then I'm going to press F4, which is 9D. A0. And then 9D. There is a single shortcut to press Alt F4 as well.
Yeah, it's a single key shortcut. One keystroke.
Alt pressed. Taskbar.
And I have just closed the applications folder, but it put me on the taskbar instead of the desktop.
Before we go to the desktop, tell them why it said Alt pressed.
Because it's waiting for another keystroke. So it's telling you Alt. And then it's waiting for another keystroke. So you can press Alt A, Alt B, Alt C, or whatever your command is. And it works the same way with Control. So if you press C with 0, it'll say Control pressed. Or S with 0, it'll say Shift pressed. So it's actually waiting for another keystroke that's not Alt, Shift, or Control to actually execute the command. For example, if I want to bold something, I would press C with 0 and then letter B. If I want to go to the desktop, I would press W with 0 and then the letter D, which will take me to the desktop.
So right now what we want to do is we want to get to the desktop. And there are a couple ways we can do that from here. We can tab from the taskbar, get to the desktop. Or, as Chris said, we can hit 0 with W and the letter D. And 0 with W is the Windows command.
Left Windows pressed. Folder view list. Application 6 of 16.
And it puts us back on the folder that we were last at, in this case, the applications folder, when we left the desktop.
And if you notice something, it said 16 instead of 15. So if you were paying attention, there were 15 things on my desktop. Now there are 16 things on my desktop. Now, if I press the letter W.
W. WordPad shortcut 16 of 16.
There it is.
It says WordPad shortcut. So it let us know that it is an actual shortcut. If I cared to, I could rename this and get rid of the word shortcut, so it just says WordPad.
And an easy way to do that, should you wish to, is to hit F2.
That is correct. Let's do that. I care to. So we're going to do F2, which is
9 with dots 1 and 2, or the letter B.
It selected WordPad shortcut.
It says WordPad shortcut, and it said it was selected. If I was to start typing, it would replace what was here. I can hit the arrow keys to deselect the text. Let's do that.
Blank. Word patch. Blank.
So I'm at the end because I hit the right arrow key. If I hit the left arrow key.
T. U. C. U. T. Blank.
Now, I'm just going to backspace out the word shortcut.
T. U. C. T. R. O. H. S. Space.
And I got rid of that space between WordPad and shortcut. So now I'm going to double tap the right slider or press enter.
WordPad 16 of 16.
There we go. And to hit backspace, you hit dot 7.
Correct. Just like you would on any Braille note taker or even Braille writer, if we even still use those anymore. But you would hit the backspace key or dot 7 to backspace out your text.
Before we leave the desktop entirely, let's show you one more really neat trick. If you unselect everything on your desktop, so you want to make sure that you don't have an icon selected on your desktop. If you then go to your context menu, you can see some really neat things.
So to unselect everything on my desktop, I'm going to do control space. So we do C with 0.
CTRL pressed. Space. Not selected.
And it says not selected, so that tells you nothing is now selected on your desktop.
So now I could do 90. M to bring up my context menu. And I'm going to do that instead of the two-finger triple tap on the bottom slider, which is what I did before.
Context menu.
And if I flick down or press down arrow.
View submenu V. Sort by submenu O. Refresh E. Paste unavailable P. Paste shortcut unavailable S. Undo rename CTRL plus EU.
I could undo the rename from here if I wanted to.
Graphics properties G. Graphics options submenu G. New submenu W. Display settings D. Personalize R. View submenu V.
And we're back to view.
Sort by submenu O.
So you can arrange your desktop in different ways. New would allow you to create a new folder, for instance, on your desktop, should you wish to do so. So if you want to have a whole folder full of documents and leave it sitting on your desktop, you can do that. There are a million ways to organize your desktop to suit you. And so we wanted to show you that this is where you would go to start with some of that. So you can rearrange how your desktop is displayed. You can change a lot of stuff in this particular context menu.
So let's give you an example of why you'd want a folder. You might want multiple word processors on your desktop. So you might want Jart, you might want WordPad, and you might want Word. So instead of having all of those three items on your desktop, you could make a word processors folder. And you can drop those shortcuts into that word processors folder. So your desktop can be as clean as you want it to be or as messy as you want it to be.
Absolutely. So to get back out of this context menu, we need to press escape. And that command is 0 with E for escape.
Folder view list. WordPad not selected 16 of 16.
And notice WordPad is not selected because we deselected everything before. So now from the desktop, let's tab and familiarize you a bit with some of these other areas.
Start button.
There's your start button.
If you double tap this, it will bring up your start menu. You can search your computer. You can open applications from your start menu. You can shut down from your start menu. You can do a bunch of other things. It is actually the same thing as somebody pressing the Windows key to bring up their start menu.
Absolutely. So from here, you could either double tap this or you could press enter on it. Same thing.
Type here to search button.
Type here to search. You can use that if you want to, but it's the same thing as bringing up your start menu. You're put into that search box already.
Talk to Cortana button.
If you have Cortana enabled, you can talk to Cortana. You can ask her cute things like what's the weather and all kinds of neat things you can do with Cortana. You can set timers, alarms, and stuff like that.